So this is Janice Person at JP Loves Cotton, and I'm going to talk with Bob Stallman, who's president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, which you can find on Twitter at Farm Bureau. So, Bob, today you were up there for a minute talking about your farm and things. I'd really like to ask you a couple of questions about your farm in Texas. Can you tell me a little bit about how you're able to still have a farm in Texas while you're working with the American Farm Bureau in this role as president?
Well, I'll be honest, Janice, and just say that, you know, making myself into a full-time active farmer and selling that is a little bit difficult these days. I am on the road basically all the time. I get back to Texas one long weekend a month and holidays, and I'm on the cell phone basically with the guy that takes care of my farm. What I have done to accommodate all that is I've actually leased out the rice part of the operation now to my cousin. So it's still family doing it, but it's taken a big load off of, off of me. I still have the cattle, and I have a man down there that manages and takes care of the cattle, and I check in with him, and I go try to see him at least once a month and make the decisions as to when to sell and when to buy and all of that kind of stuff, but I just don't get down nearly as much as I'd like to.
So you found a way to keep that farm in Texas and everything while you're doing this job with Farm Bureau and kind of a passion around Farm Bureau as well as your farm. So one of the things I found really interesting, I used to work in rice some. Can you tell me sort of what it's been like being a rice farmer and some of the things that have been happening in your farm over the last 5 to 10 years?
Well, the rice industry, as just most other commodities, has changed tremendously. We're actually facing a little larger challenge, perhaps, in Texas, and that's with water. Texas is a water deficit state. This drought that we had last year really highlighted the issues that exist in terms of maintaining irrigation water for rice. In fact, the Lower Colorado River Authority cut off water supplies to all but about 16, 17,000 acres of rice in a three-county area, which was a dramatic impact for a lot of those farmers. And I'm not sure that long-term that we can maintain sufficient water supplies for rice. So that, from a purely Texas perspective, has been a major change. Obviously, technology has changed, the way we use water, the way we use our crop protectants, all of that has changed dramatically. The equipment, the technology has changed. It's been amazing. And some days I really wish I could still be actively involved in doing it, because it is just so amazing as to how much change has happened and how much more intense and probably technologically oriented that the production is these days.
So a lot of people don't know anything about rice production. I've had people ask me what those fields are that have the snakes of dirt and stuff through them. They don't understand rice at all. So do you ever connect to consumers, or what kinds of consumers does your farm help feed into? I mean, are you guys conventional, organic, a little bit of both, or what are you doing?
Well, both for a while anyway. For the past 2 out of 4 years, my cousin actually grew some organic rice on the farm and some of the land that would qualify for organic certification. Most of it's always been conventional. It's cow-calf in terms of the beef cattle. We don't do any, niche marketing or special marketing. We just try to, get a large number of pounds per cow off the pasture and sell every year. And given where prices are right now, that's working pretty well for us. I'm hoping the prices stay up for a while. My interactions with consumers, frankly, in this position as American Farm Bureau president, I probably have more interaction and opportunities to have substantive conversation with consumers about agriculture, if nowhere else than on the airplanes that I travel on. So it is an opportunity to tell our story.
All right. So any other questions that I should have been asking or something?
No, I think you did quite well, Janice.
All right, thanks again. This is Janice Person at JP Loves Cotton on Twitter, talking to Bob Stallman of @FarmBureau on Twitter. Thanks a lot.